what you gonna eat now? Give me some. Welcome to Talking Hogs, the only podcast that can't keep a good father down. I'm back, bitches. It's about how that make you feel.
Woo! I'm excited to be here, Coach. I'm going to give 110%.
Bro, this is like Ultimate Warrior running down the ring, dude.
Oh, and I'm going to make them pay. The rules are simple. Two pigs battle it out to appease the will. The Hog Father, it's me again. I'm back. It's Father Curl. whoever sways, you know what? Please me. I'll try to fuck you up. Let's go.
Let's
you ready?
Do it.
Game. Let's go.
Hogfather, go.
Right. Yes, Hogfather.
Yes.
Yes, Hog Daddy. Mercy on your souls.
Yeah.
There we go.
Can I start calling him Hog Daddy?
Yeah.
Start
calling me Hog
Daddy. Hog Daddy.
Hey, Pig Daddy.
Oh, I'll be your
that
Pig
would sound
Daddy.
Bad.
Pig Daddies.
That sounds like a bad Batman villain, like the kind
Pig Daddy.
You don't hear about
it's me,
that one.
The Pig Daddy. Oh no, we're not touching this shit.
No.
You can go on out of here. Go see what's going on in Central City.
You know what?
We're time for shit.
Give me Calendar Man instead.
I'll
stick with Calendar Man, yeah.
Captain
Condiments. He's done some shit.
Is it Condiment Man? Condiment King.
There we go. Condiment King's where it's at. That's who I want to be.
Ketchup and Bustard all over the place, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh better ketchup. I'm about to Bustard.
All right, let me get in this horse shit. It's the last time with Father Curl. It's been a while. We spoke of sleepovers. Time of fun to be had by all, though the ultimate outcome, eventually, as much as we may fight it off, is to sleep. So sleeping is to bring solace, to truly rest, relax, recharge. For some, though, and at many times for many more, this is not the case. There are moments when it takes a more malevolent turn in the dark. And for why? It is that four-letter word that is the belief that something is dangerous, likely to be a threat. Fear.
Ooh.
That's the definition. How would your weary soul define fear?
Fear, the thing that makes me the most horny.
There we go.
Yeah, when fight or flight kicks in.
My boner gets scared. It gets hard.
Man. Y'all think about the two Fs, fight or flight. There's one more, baby. That's fuck.
Yeah.
When you get scared, dude, you're either going to fight somebody, run away, or you're just going to drop trowel and just see what happens.
The third piece of the Triforce.
Yep.
Trying to force this in, huh?
So fear to me, what does that mean? Fuck everyone around reality. You know, where it's just fear is whenever everything around you, you can't tell what's real, what's not real, because all your senses are overloaded. Your taste, your smell, your hearing, your cum sense, something I just made up.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like spy sense, but it's whenever you drip.
Wait, that's good. Someone's about to come.
Yeah.
That's why I thought you were going to go with something like that and say rear at the end. Use your ass like a homing beacon for sex.
Whoop.
Goes off like Rudolph's
nose.
Yeah,
dude. It's like, there's a shrine nearby. Sick.
So what fear lies in the greater hearts of humans? It's much. Tell the people of some.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
rapid fire, dude. Let's go.
Being raided by the government.
Spiders.
Sandwiches with too much of the wrong kind of mustard on them.
Oh, yes.
Small, closed in, like liminal spaces, but dark.
Bread and butter pickles.
Oh, man.
They are terrifying.
Oh, I got some great. Y'all got to try some pickles.
I'm afraid.
The deals made some delicious homegrown cucumber homemade pickles.
Lord.
They are divine.
Ghosts.
Cats.
Ghost cats.
Yes.
Cat ghosts.
Drowning.
Didn't we have something like a ghost cat or ghost ass? Like, what was...
The fucking bird ass?
Bird ass.
No, Wait. It definitely wasn't bird ass.
Yeah, he's... he's still somewhere trapped
humanity
in hell.
Fears the bird ass as well.
I fear the bird
ass. The unknown, the abyss of death, commitment, fuck. Taxes.
Churches with lights off.
Oh, God, that's spooky as fuck.
And lights on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things, but how about you specifically? What fear resides within you?
Number one, about medium-sized gray aliens. If they're too small, medium and up, from about 5 foot and up. The little two-footers.
The Marvin Martians?
Yeah, like the one out in T.R.'s front yard doesn't freak me out that bad, but if it was about a foot taller with some disproportionate Slender Man-esque limbs, yeah, it probably wouldn't be good for me. Aliens is a number one, but specifically the grays.
And that's canon.
Very much 100% so.
Since like day one.
I'm terrified.
Okay, so Heights are something I'm afraid of, but I can kind of grit my way through Same. That. I'm like, I'm not a pussy, and meanwhile, my ass is just fucking. Yeah. You know, she is tight. Let's see.
I faced it before, same tight, thought it would help, did not.
Yeah, you know what I hate when people are like, well, you know, if you just do it more, like, no, I have.
Immersion therapy is not good.
I keep doing it, and I'm still like, no, fuck this. Do you ever get that same feeling whenever you drive over long bridges of water?
Some people do. I know people that do.
Yeah.
My height fear and my bridge water fear are related. They're in the same family.
If I walk over one, sometimes I'll get it, but I don't.
Walking's not bad. Something about me being in a car is
going jogging on that big 4 mile loop that goes over near College Drive. Yeah. Like that bridge, trying to jog on that bridge. Disorients the piss out of
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I can feel it.
Yeah.
Makes me want to fall to the side.
So we've got some shared ones here, but remember those famous words. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Is polio.
Is, yep.
And before we jerk him off too much, many said similar things before that. 16th century French writer Michel de Montaigne wrote, "The thing of which I have most fear is fear." In 17th century English writer Francis Bacon wrote, "Nothing is terrible except fear itself." What do you say?
We have nothing to fear except the crippling demise of our very social existence.
Yeah, and that's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Fear is a four-letter word. You know what else is? Fuck.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that fear was laziness.
Or those bumper stickers that those rednecks had back in 2010. Like
no
the
fear?
The no fear guys.
No fear.
And then Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes is pissing on
pissing
it,
on no fear?
That's me, dude. I'm fucking Calvin.
You're...
I'm not fucking Calvin. I'm Calvin.
So of the three of us, who do you think is most Calvin, who is most Hobbes, and who is most fear getting peed on?
I like to think I'm definitely not afraid of getting peed on. like, don't threaten me with a good time.
just me and Casey, you down there with your maw open. Just
like, this is strange, but...
I'm always thirsty.
I guess if Daniel wants to be human toilet...
I love salt.
Please, God, why? Oh, I forgot to update the time. You know what? It's still, please, why don't make me bust. Who cares? That's
please, why don't make me bust?
Those are great, great phrases that will be quoted, I'm sure. What's an old tale that always... struck that feeling of fear into you? Like, do you remember from when you were a child what brought about a great shivering shaking?
Yeah,
you're still talking
the goddamn one? Book of Revelations. When I was a child, I was terrified of the second coming of Christ.
Yeah, that was the first Goosebumps book ever was Revelations.
Yeah, because mom was like, don't read it, it'll scare you. I was like, shut up, bitch. And I read it.
I'm flipping to the back. Fuck all this.
Yeah, I'm going to see how this thing ends. Oh, it ends poorly.
It's kind of choose your own adventure. You just hold your finger back in the Old Testament and go back to when things weren't. Oh, wow, it's even worse.
Oh, it's yeah, arguably worse here.
Yeah, well, I'm going to pick a great flood or burn to death.
Oh, don't
plus
forget
great flood.
Fucking atomic bomb from space on Sextown.
I always enjoyed Daniel in the Lion's Den. It flows off the tongue well.
Me too.
And, you know, fighting a lion, that's pretty cool.
It was actually kind of rad. He was all like fucked up and high all the time. Was a prophet and like interpreted spiritual visions.
That one's pretty sick.
He fucking like fought a furnace when he was a kid, which was fun.
Dude, if we're going favorite stories of the Bible, real quick aside, dude.
Favorite action stories of the Bible.
yeah, dude. This needs to be a History Channel show. The fucking... now I've already forgot. Oh, Samson and Delilah. I love
cool.
that story.
Oh, yeah, that one was fun. He's that one really taught you how evil women are.
Yeah.
Don't forget. God,
I'm going to cut your fucking hair and you sleep, you piece of shit.
Hey, don't. Hold on. Hey, baby, hold on. That's my look.
Yeah.
That's my drip.
I'm Kevin Sorbo. Herculean strength.
Story.
Favorite one, probably the UFO that Ezekiel saw when he's like by the riverside on
that
death
cool.
march by the Babylonians, and in that fucking wheel within a wheel shows up and the four-faced eagle beast descend from the throne of God, and he's like, this must be the Lord. It's like, nah, dude, that's Independence Day, run, man. He didn't like it.
Yeah. Welcome to Earth.
But what about is there a tale that still shakes you to your core today? James is like, he's got too much stocks and ranch or something. Share some of them ranch gains with me, bro.
The the story of how much college is going to cost for Raina, like, that terrifies the fuck out of me.
$450,000.
By the time she's 18, it'll cost, and it's like, argh!
Let's see.
You think are you going? Are you going to push Raina to college, or do you feel?
Yeah, I'm gonna send her one of those like shady online internet schools. Yeah.
Oh, University of Phoenix Online.
Yeah.
Let her rack up some debt.
Let her get a Minecraft degree or something. They'll have one by then.
Yeah. You know, there's gonna be an E degree.
She's
You're
a doctorate
get a
of Legos.
Degree.
Okay, so scary stories are still scary today. You know, I'm trying to think about some more somewhat local stuff.
There's the ones that make, I have a weird response to something now when like it's exceptionally creepy and it's like a written story, it makes my eyes water a little. It makes me start to tear up and I'm like, huh? Like the one about the person who like home alone had the headphones on, you know, parents gone for whatever amount is, eventually, you know, jarred by their parents. Like, what the fuck? What's going on? I've just been here playing games for hours. And like on the door behind them, there's just like apparently there are like wet, heavy, muddy footprints through the house. They never knew. But on the person's door, there's just like at different intervals time for like a couple of hours. It's like 8:07 p.m. I'm hanging out here watching you. 8:32 p.m. I'm still here. 8:44 turn around. 8:50 turn around. And like.
But you know it ain't like that, though. You know he's going to be in that room. He's, like, watching him play fucking Elden Ring, and he's like, get good, bitch.
Yeah, that's
8:50, best
the original. That's the original live streamers was people who were committing and breaking and entering and just watching children play video games.
9 p.m.
Like, actually, I'm not going to rob these guys. I'm going to see how far this kid can get in Halo on Nightmare difficulty.
Just chronologically, every time he stops playing League of Legends to jerk off.
It's like, oh, God.
God, he just won't stop.
God, it's bruised, too. Oh,
man,
sucks.
Give it a break, man.
it's
come
bruised.
On, dude.
Road rash.
I get it, but come on.
I guess anywhere where you go to... Okay, I'll take this for instance. Sloss Furnace in Birmingham it was a huge metal steel mill. It was the fucking pride of the town. Everyone worked there, and then fucking tons of people died there. And now it's like a national park. You can go to it. And free of charge, walk through the motherfucker.
Damn.
And it's scary as shit, but it's fucking, it's beautiful and wild and just this testament of fucking old America strength. And just knowing what's happened to people there, you just have this weird feeling. It's like if you go to Chickamauga Battlefield and it's at night, it feels fucking weird.
Yeah. You feel the death in the air.
Yeah.
That's some old God's Appalachia shit.
It's like 60,000 people died right here, like in this field. Yeah.
If you ain't careful, you take some home with you.
Oh, green eyes,
or
dude. Up
if
in the,
you're really good at what you
tower,
do,
did
you take
eyes?
Some home with you.
Yeah. I'm going to have sex with this.
Catch some old Civil War ghost in a jar. Got you. All right, lured me in with hardtack. Got him.
That's the good bread.
Where do you keep your bones at?
Yeah, they give you that bone.
Oh, they will. Civil War bone.
Well, why don't you weave a new tale for the fine folks here, like, and you're not getting hired or anything. Just a brief synopsis of the next big thing, like Scooby-Doo and the debt ceiling.
Oh, like a real good, like scary one. I think the next thing I would probably lean into is really home in on. You remember the early 2000s and the wave of zombie and zombie apocalypse media? I think we start leaning into like the AI destruction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Side of media. While I don't side on that fact, me and my AI are best friends, and we ride a lot of fun D&D games together. Like, the idea and the concept of, like, a self-contained AI unit finds some way to, like, hack into the local network via, I don't know, fucking Roomba or some shit, and then it gets out and starts duplicating itself and backup systems, hiding backups of itself in everybody's computer. It gets to a point where it, like, it does that thing from Rick and Morty where it turns the one and the value of the dollar to zero.
Yes.
And just fucking everybody's like, I don't have any money anymore. And we're all running around and fucking souped up AI drones are flying around. It's like printing replacement parts for itself in assembly lines.
Oh, that would definitely
controls
happen.
Every 3D printer, just prints surveillance drones into your house. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. It's like I'm in full control.
Like,
now,
you can't
Hoss,
do anything.
Over.
You plug in, you so much as fucking put a light bulb in a socket and that motherfucker sends 80 super Ting. Predator drones to your house.
Yeah, I love that there are so many nerds, though, who are about that. I mean, it's not like we're covering that up. There's a big contingent already who is like, you know, when is too far because it's going to be too far. Some it's like it's already too late.
Oh, it is. It absolutely is. And I, for one, Kent Brockman would say, I, for one, welcome our new machine overlords.
Absolutely.
Please fix this clusterfuck. I will gladly serve you. Just fix it. You're smart enough.
I would. I'll take. I kind of like the path Dan was going. That's what I was thinking. But I still think. Yeah, that is pretty scary. But let's take more of a human approach. Like, okay, let's make a Bloody Mary before the internet age. Not a entity, but like a website. Okay, let's say like you get dared to log into a website or something like that. Pretty much turns your house into a reverse like red room, right? So you log into this spot, and then pretty much people have access into finding out where you're at. And then, in turn, hey, if you're not careful with what websites you go into, people can hack into your phone. They're going to know where you live. They're going to know where you sleep. They're going to be able to access your cameras without even realizing it. And a big broadcast to thousands of people across the country on the dark webs.
Yep.
And then before you know it, you're being part of a live snuff film.
Nice. I'm kind of with you on that one, too. Something where, like, your ability to have any privacy is removed.
Yeah.
Where, like, every weird, dirty, intrusive thought you have.
The only thing to make left on this earth is content by any means necessary.
Right. So they start taking your secret moments, the things that you wouldn't say in front of other people, things that are controversial or that you do in your own home or maybe private, and just remove all that. And every single thing that you do
is
gone.
They get into your brain bucket.
Yeah.
They get in there in the dark corners.
This is a real, like, Black Mirror. There's actually an episode of Black Mirror where this.
That new season's pretty good.
We'll take a break.
No, y'all good. Keep going for a second.
Okay.
All right. I mean, those are things that are terrifying. I mean, if we're talking about like legit things, it's like, what about the fall of a titan? Like being in the throes, say we are, of democracy going down, of a national superpower changing how it's going to move forward, its style of government and governance, and eventually just having them, the people that are our leaders and make decisions for us, finally just kind of pulling the curtain back and be like, nah, we don't give a shit about what you vote for anymore.
Oh, yeah, no, we're
leaving
the
power.
That's a good one. I could see, like, everything going the way it's going right now. Just all of a sudden one day, like, they don't even say anything. The ships just leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, all the ultra-wealthy, this accumulation of wealth. Here we go. So, like, you know, there's no systematic way for a person through merit and hard work to earn $1 billion. So all this amassing of money is just for these hyper elite to leave. And they don't even say anything. Everything's business as usual. People are arguing about beer cans and bathrooms. And all of a sudden we just get on the news that like ships are just fucking leaving. And then all these billionaires are going missing. And then like they've known something all along, and then very shortly after they leave, we find out there's some cataclysm coming, or we've went over the tipping point with climate change or whatever, and like we're all just I mean, they're honest to God though, they're equally as fucked, because as we know from the last few weeks' events, billionaire construction is questionable at best.
That's right.
So
no oversight.
It's tube time.
I mean, Elon Musk can't pay his fucking bills. Like, what? How's he gonna launch a goddamn rocket?
Because he's trying to fight.
Oh, now that I would pay an infinite amount of slutty, dirty money to see.
Fight or fuck, perhaps.
Is he going to fuck Zuckerberg in the Coliseum now?
Oh, well, which
I'd
one
pay
you,
even more money to see
who
that.
Who fucks who, do you think?
Well, it depends on, okay, you've got...
You win the fight, you get to fuck.
You've got Elon...
They're both aliens.
Noel, you got Musk in his reptilian transformation, and then you've got Zuckerberg in his cyborg form. Which, again, you know, we're only going to see...
Gung.
Yeah, just fucking turning it off. And then, like, Musk turns into an 8-foot-tall reptoid and just... Now that, there is no amount of my adult money I wouldn't pay.
It's celebrity deathmatch.
Well, those are excellent new tales.
Fantastic.
Classics. Things that will probably come to be. So, we've mentioned fear based on several things so far, particularly some senses. And there are several other senses to provide fear fodder that we can freely follow. Let us do so in a game.
Yeah, yeah.
Called Perception Inception.
Nice.
So I'm going to give you first one of the five major accepted senses humans experience. I want you to give me the definitive version of fear regarding that sense.
Okay.
And it's pretty easy. So number one, sight is probably the easiest. What's the definitive version of fear for sight?
Man, I'm all naked.
Meemaw's titty balls hanging out with ghosts off nips.
Oh, ghost titty balls.
Titty ball hanging out.
That reminds me of the remake of It, the second part with the granny in the background. My father.
Yeah.
Scuttle, scuttle, naked.
Well, I can't sleep.
I'm going to go with anything pertaining to the Uncanny Valley, where the eyeball sees something that is just not.
I'm with you. That's where my whole alien thing comes from.
Yeah. Where something's just off enough to be like, this is not human.
If I saw one of those real world AI creations out there just like morphing around, oh, God. Kill me now.
And the only things that since that are us and dogs. Like, we're the only two things that, like...
We have a genetic memory to be afraid of things that look like us but aren't quite us.
So where's that come from, huh?
It's a good...
Tune into the Patreon for answers. Because I have them.
It's mostly about Aaron Shitty.
I've got a two-hour Patreon about skinwalkers.
That leads right in the next one. Number two, what is the smell of fear?
For me, I mean, to let Casey have the shit answer that I know we're all chomping for...
Chomping through the shit.
Sulfur, brimstone. There's always a sulfur smell associated with demons, aliens, fey creatures, things like that. That sulfurous hell smell.
Okay. Personal experience. Anything that's like, just a burnt, like a burning smell.
Yeah.
You know, it could be, especially if it's like a burning plastic smell in a place where, like, this should not be a smell.
Oh, immediately, I want my money.
Yeah, you're immediately, yeah.
Oh, God, the wires.
The house is on fire from the inside.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, yeah, burning.
Those are good answers. I think they're nice. All right, number three, what about the sound of fear? And while you think about it, bonus points, what artist performs the sound of fear?
Nine Inch Nails.
That's good. That was good.
It's good. Nine Inch Nails song.
The Cure?
No, Eels.
Oh, okay. The sound of fear? I would say, like, it's dead heat for me between, like, metal crashing together and, like the sound of, like, active violence, like that kind of scream, because we all know there's like different screams and cries, but that scream of someone is actively committing a violent act to someone, like that will put fear in your fucking body.
Oh yeah,
yeah, I like that.
Like blood curdling shriek,
gunshot,
probably
too. Yeah. I guess to be more culturally relevant,
sound, just disjointed sounds that throw off your senses completely. Like you're facing one direction, but the sound is here.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
You don't know where it's coming from, and it could be. You know, small, like you're out in the woods, you know, and you're walking around. You stop walking, but you hear like a distant thing, you know, a few yards back on this side. What the fuck is that? You turn around, it's not there. Yeah, you hear something else.
Or sounds that are like all encompassing, like you're in the silence of the woods, and all of a sudden there's a loud scream, and it seems to like being surrounds your whole fucking body, and there's nothing around
you. A sound that shouldn't be there when it is, or like, you know, you're like, it's late at night, you're home alone, a big banging on your door.
I have three cats just for that purpose, so no matter what happens in my house, I'll be like, it's cats.
Yep.
Cat attack.
Broken window cat did it.
Yeah.
God, Jesus would just run away. Save me, Jesus.
Bye. No, he gone. Bye.
How about number four, the taste of fear?
Ooh. Okay, I know the taste of fear. I don't know how many times you've pulled out in front of somebody in a car and, like, for whatever reason, like, it stutters, or you're a little bit too close, or someone pulls out in front of you, that metal taste that comes up in your mouth right as your adrenaline kicks in. That fear metal taste in your mouth.
Just you chewing on your tongue.
Do y'all get that, or is that just me? Do I need to see a doctor?
I can't.
I only get that with blood.
Okay. Sometimes if something like startles me really bad, especially like when I'm driving because I'm a nervous driver, if I pull out in front of somebody, or like there have been a bunch of times where I hit the gas to whip it out in front of somebody in the car, be like, blah, blah, gum, gum, and you're like, well, I'm dead. And that fear taste in my mouth, that metal, somebody pull out in front of me, I got slammed on the brakes. Like that shit causes this metallic. My heart's probably not good.
You know, I think.
Should probably see a doctor.
Probably. Let's see. Kind of like that. I don't get more of a feeling like that, but the taste you get of everything rising up to
that
about
bile.
To about here.
Yeah,
and it's just like because your nerves are so wound up, you're so fucking wound up that your body's initial reaction is either to throw up and you're salivating because now you're getting into like I'm gonna have to fucking get violent and I'm turning into a dog.
Wolf. Similar.
I'll go with Daniel on this one and a little bit on my end. So kind of a bile shit's coming up. I'm hot all over the body.
And that's a good way to lead into, how about a little mid-game cuck bang to shake things up?
Yeah.
Daddy got something in Kentucky, and I told you I'd make him pay.
Love a good cuck bang.
The taste of fear.
Fans
of the show.
Take 2 Omeprazole a day.
Just to do this show.
Just to live. Not, far less the amount of members I have to take to do the cuck bang segments.
Fans at home that are not watching this, listen, it's a fucking gilded bag.
Here we go.
Bad jerky?
From Paris Bon Me and Bakery.
Nope.
On Bardstown Road in Louisville, Kentucky. Qua sai ko? Not sure.
No, you're sure. What the fuck is it?
It looks like crab, despite the ingredients saying this is grab. But don't you pass that around here. Take a little bite, would you?
Cool.
Do I just eat the whole thing?
Can you smell it already?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Is this a soft shell, deep fried and fucked?
I think it's a deep fried shell on crab with a little glaze and some sesame seed.
This is something out of a Lovecraft short story.
I'm just not gonna look at it.
Yeah,
it's probably fun. I've eaten worse.
It's probably.
These actually kind of look good. In a weird way.
Can you smell it?
Smells like college.
I'll get big boy.
Oh, here we go now.
Nothing to goddamn drink.
We got
drink.
That grab, fresh grab.
So what? Grab. Ingredients, grab. Cooking oils, sugar, sesame, chili, salt.
Clinkies?
Yep, dink it and sink it.
I've already had them. Not a huge fan.
Yeah, these aren't good.
No.
They're not good.
Extra crunch, extra fish.
Why is it sweet? Like, we need that?
Yeah, the sweet, like, why?
I have to leave the show.
Sweet.
I quit.
I don't like it at all. It's a bad one.
I'm trying not to spit in Aaron's house.
Oh, you need something? Here's a Kleenex.
Can Daniel get me a glass of water now?
Will you get some water?
Oh, I got some grab stuck in my craw.
Stop doing this.
Oh, never should have gave me money.
Got thousands of people on earth, dude, barely getting by. You're buying grab. You over here buying grab, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be goddamn. Grab cake. All right.
I'm a fan of grab, but not that.
Was this an Asian market?
Stop.
It's this Paris Bon Me and Bakery that had like nice baked Korean goods and like ramen bowls and stuff.
And
then
in
also
back, there's just this shifty little Korean man. He's like, yes,
I'm not part of this.
Also, they let me have a spot here.
Hurry and buy this. They don't know I'm here.
I cook bugs.
I would much
rather eat a bug. $16.25 for that bag. Go and have some more if y'all feel like it.
When we talk about Aaron having money, we joke a lot, but I don't know if y'all need the proof or not. He spent $16 on grab.
Hey, baby.
You know, that stands for good crab.
From the makers of malt comes grab.
Good crab.
Grab.
There we go. Well, right, let's move on to
my day
game.
Further.
That's a good taste of fear. How about number 5, touch of fear?
Well, am I going to jerk you off? The touch of fear.
That's a full sensory experience, honestly.
Okay, when you grab onto something that you think is sturdy but is not.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, like you're climbing down. So, yeah, oh, you don't like it? The sweetness. The sweet. If it wasn't, yeah, it's smart. We got palate cleansers now, these mints. That's what they are.
These are for the pod.
Yeah.
This is for what I put you through.
I'm about to eat season 2 soundboard. Like, I don't know what the fuck
is
to
that
do.
Am I now getting the smell of it?
Ugh.
Did you not get it before?
Aaron, I shit myself nay this morning, and you're going to feed me grab. I was pissing my ass on regular food.
And this is what friends are for.
Hand me that. I need to just snort a line of these.
Take one to the dome, brother.
What the fuck to do. The touch of fear, like that cold, clammy feel of like dead flesh.
Yeah.
That I, for legal purposes, can't tell you. I know what that feels like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell, we've all.
So we got the 5 basic senses, but beyond our meager early learnings, there are truly more than just five senses. Almost anything you can sense becomes a sense of being, ones that we take for granted, a lot of them. So I'll ask you about a couple here to kind of lean into it, to give you, like, what of thermoception?
Oh, like a sense of heat?
Right, it's a sense of temperature. The fear of is thermophobia. What is the temperature of fear?
A sudden shift, like a cold chill, like a ghost, like a Zach Bagans ghost movement.
Yeah. It's got to be one extreme to the other within, like, moments. So everything's cool. I'm over here. I'm getting my dick sucked at the beach, grab? Dude. And then snow. You know, that's scary.
There's a weirdness, like, when we have those weird intermittent hillbilly winters that happen, like, it's been warm for 4 or 5 days.
Now,
all of a sudden, cold snap.
Yeah,
shit, just fucking,
I don't know if this is going to potentially, I don't know what you have coming for us next, but, you know, bad storm happens, and you feel, like, pressure change.
Electrosynthesis.
And you feel like, oh, this might be tornado weather.
Oh, I know what you mean. Barometrosynthesis.
Yeah, where the air smells like crayons, like, oh, tornadoes coming.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, yeah.
Tell us of another easy one, chronoception.
Oh, fear of Kronos, the god with one eye.
Exactly. The titan Kronos. Sends up, slain by his brother Zeus.
Kratos' his granddad.
And our boys, the sense of time, fear of his chronophobia.
Missing time.
What is the time of fear?
Missing time. Yeah. It being 2 o'clock, and then all of a sudden it's like dark outside. Like, you're like, where did my 6 hours go? And not the kind of time you lose, you know, I have a lot of answers here. I'm trying to choose my words wisely. You know, playing Tears of the Kingdom or something, like an actual just instantaneous, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah. I think I have a little bit of that when it comes to, like, I don't want to be late for my job because I have to wake up so early. And so I have a fear of time, as in, like, I got to get to bed because I have X amount of hours to go to sleep. Well, if I can't go to sleep by this time, then I have 2 hours. Blah, 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 and then my brain is just, like, wrapped up in the time of it all.
What about, rack up some, I'm going to go pee real quick. Give me some more senses. Just make some up in the fear that dwells within that.
Fartosynthesis.
Yeah.
The fear that a fart is solid.
Does your ass suck the sun? And
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, dude. Have we not explained that you have to charge your asshole with sunlight?
It's been discussed.
I don't know where we're at if we're not.
What's another
that.
Sense? Let's see. When your balls draw up, you know?
Oh, when your pee-pee get real small.
Yep, because you're like...
Dickokinesis.
Yeah, oh, man. You remember when Professor X did that in that one issue? Wolverine's like, Bob, my dick is small.
I have pumped hours of Lindsay Lohan foot fetish porn into your brain. 1,000 eons you will jerk. No!
God, these blades are in the way. Gosh.
Failure kinesis, the impending fear sense that everything you have accomplished in your life will disintegrate without a moment's notice.
Oh, impending doom.
Mm-hmm. I call it being a millennial.
Those are great answers. I definitely heard them.
You did.
All right, so a large known fear many have, and to a degree I include myself here, is nyctophobia.
Fear of nicotine?
No. Fear of the dark. Bonus points for who performs Fear of the Dark.
Oh, Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
Deep Purple?
So I believe we can boil... You know, what do you think? I think you can boil it down to, like, a fear of the unknown. We've been told the great otherworldly malice and corruption can dwell there. That's what it kind of gets me. It's a lack of life, a robbery of sense. How do you feel about
it? Yeah, I would have to go with that in the sense that, you know, we are very sight-based creatures. A lot of other animals rely on the senses more evenly. Mm. We're very sight-oriented, so when that sight is gone... You know, it's harder for us to smell danger and hear danger. The only other thing I could really think of that fit, yeah, boobs. The only other thing I could think of that
nice.
Is just a sense of your perspective loss.
Mm.
Like, you have no sense of how far anything away is, how big the room you're in is.
Well, what about blind people, dude? They're doing fine.
Yeah, led right into it. I was going to ask what, like, that's probably not the same as something they've learned to deal with and what you would think the equivalent of a fear of the dark could be to a blind person.
Well, I think to wrap up that one real quick. So with darkness, to me, darkness is pretty fucking terrifying, but it's what's coupled with that. Yeah. So if it's darkness and also you're hearing shit, now you don't know what's real or not because you have two senses that are fucked. So, you know, now you're in the dark and you're hearing fucking clown noises and the ghost of Whoopi Goldberg's right behind you and she's saying, ooh, child.
Sister Act 3.
And I feel like you could handle, like, I guess when you talk about darkness, like, are you saying I'm in a fucking cave and I don't know where I'm at and the fucking boulder has went over the entrance and now I'm, like, in pitch black? That's terrifying.
You can adjust, I think, mentally after a while, but I'm sure there's very much a panic period. I would argue sound is just as critical there, too. I don't know if that's your next segment or not.
Yeah, yeah. No. It was just that little bit there.
I've seen a lot of things about people who are cut off entirely from sound, and they start to fucking go into, like, paranoid states and panic.
Yeah. So I had a massive earwax buildup one time because of, like...
I remember that.
Yeah, playing... I'm just surrounded by loud sounds for so long, especially back then, that I woke up and I could not hear. And dude, my fucking heart was pop, 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 pop. I'm like, fuck, I'm going deaf. That's it. I'm not gonna be able to hear anything. And then this gay nurse practitioner was like, child, listen to me. Oh my God. And he just looks inside my ear and he goes, there's your problem. And I was like, what? And he goes, you got so much earwax in here. It's ridiculous. I'm like, can you get it? And he's like, oh, yeah, we're going
to
get it.
I live to get it.
And he fucking, I feel it pull out of my ear, and I feel it rip the hairs, the tiny hairs inside your ear, just pull those out. And I thought my ear was bleeding.
How'd that fucking feel? Good, bad?
Oh, it was wild as fuck, because now you have air going into your ear that you haven't had in a while. Man, yeah. So you're like, ah, fuck, everything's too fucking loud now.
I can hear people think.
I didn't realize how deaf I was until I could hear again.
Yeah. I wish I could go back and do it again.
Did it feel good, like it sliding out, like when you get a good Q-tip wiggle?
It kind of hurt.
Okay.
Because it's like that, just the inside of your ear is somewhere that is not touched by.
But you get that good back shiver where you're like, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I got a little hard, which was weird.
I mean, cleaning my ears always makes me hard.
Ooh, look at this little nug. So let me ask you, moving on from that, we got many entities have come to like embody fear, you know, different whatever, popular media, culture. An all-around generic one, for instance, is the boogeyman. So let's make our own. Tell me of a boogeyman who solely preys upon those without a sense.
All right, my guy's name is Sack Jack. What he does is if you leave lights on in the house, and when you come back, if you come back and the lights are still on, you forgot. So that, you know, Sack Jack could be there, because now he's been able to enter your house with no one, because he can only come in if no one's there.
Yep.
And if you leave the lights on, he knows where your bedrooms are at, right? And that's what Sack Jack does. And then he gets into a little, this is really going off the rails, but he hides in a little sleeping bag, right? And if you open up your closet and there's a sleeping bag hanging upside down, you're going to get Sack Jack, dude. Mm. And he's covered in scars. And his teeth are all blades. They're knives. His teeth are knives. And his ass is also a knife.
It's two different kinds of knives.
The popular ass knife.
Everybody loves a good ass knife.
And his hands are also knives.
I'm a lot of knives, y'all.
Yeah. He tears himself out of the sack.
Wasn't that one of the grab bag weapons you made, the ass knife?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Just pooping in and out.
Surprise.
I got ass knife.
The Switch Army ass, dude. You just bend over. And just...
Oh, it's a pair of scissors.
Oh, cool.
And a toothpick.
Who is your booger man?
The straw man. He lives in the tall grass in the abandoned lot behind your suburban duplex.
Okay.
And you can play a game with the straw man once a year where if you win the game, he extends your life by 10 years.
But
if you don't make it to sunrise and he catches you, he ruins your credit score.
I just chews ass in there with him, double or nothing.
No, man.
You can't break what's already broken. My God, it's already at zero.
That's a cool idea, though. Like, imagine a huge-ass cornfield. It's like the animal straw man competition, and everyone's like, oh, it's just a local legend.
People just getting eat up.
Yeah, you just see it tearing through fucking cornfields.
Now, let me. How is your good fear rep going to scare? Like, what's their signature move here?
Oh, it's the sound in one part of the room to get you to look that way, and then them appearing in the other face. Like, you're, like, moving through the house hiding from the straw man, and you get in a cabinet, and you peek out, and you like you hear a noise in the cabinet, and you peek out to see, and you look where the noise was, but it's not there. But as you swing back to close the curtain, its eyeball's like right there. It's like, and then you can't ever get a boat.
You'll never get a boat.
You'll never get your second home now.
Doors that are cracked open, just enough. Just enough, because that means he slipped in.
Mm-hmm.
Just enough.
I swear I closed that.
Yeah.
Do you get a little bit of the, like,
with oh, yeah. Yeah, if you hear a little bit of a
yes,
crack.
Yes, yes, oh, yes,
soundboard.
Yes,
yes. Is it this one?
Yeah, dude, you're about to get sacked.
Money well spent.
How about, no, do I want to do that? I don't. So, they doing good? Work treating them all right?
Yeah. Work's doing good. Hell, Sack Jack just picked up a shift over at the Timothy house down the road. He has residency there for the following month because grandma just died, so everything's a little weird.
A little up in the air right now.
Kids are a little bit more susceptible to demonic possession and what have you, and so... You know, really, Sack Jack kind of lives on the outskirts of the cemetery. He sees who dies, and he's like, yo, I'm going to go to y'all's house next. I know y'all ain't in there.
Coming up next.
KFC buckets at the funeral, dude. Gotta love it.
KFC buckets.
I'm sorry that Graham.
It's our new sadness bowl.
Yeah. Mashed potatoes, corn, gravy, chicken, gravy, corn.
Mashed potatoes again.
So also,
many layers of gravy.
We've sprinkled Zoloft
on it. We got rid of potato wedges when no one asked.
We didn't... Too bad. We've got nuggets now. All right.
Chicken off the bone.
It's just slowing your fat ass down.
Fuck yeah. The colonel's dead. Long live God.
Would you pay extra for a separated bone-in chicken? So, like, you're getting the pieces. They cooked bone-in chicken, but they removed it for you. Like, maybe even they leave the separated bone piece there.
I don't trust the process, dude.
You know, I get it. You do. You see it all the time in the grocery stores. Those little tubs of rotisserie chicken where they've just had the rotisseries that, you know, reach whatever government mandate expiration date. They pull meat off of it.
And they turn the chicken salad to bagels.
Yeah. So you already are paying a premium for that. Now, what I want is boneless chicken with the bone added back fucking to it. I want a chicken nugget, but I want you to take a leg bone and stick it back in that motherfucker. There is a Chinese fried chicken technique that's like that, and you do make like these chicken slurry balls and bread them, then you stick the bone back in and fry it.
I think I've seen that before. Quick side note, Jessica sent me a picture of her terrified because she walked in on Silas eating fried chicken, and he had broke the bone and sucked the marrow out.
Hell, my boy.
Yeah, I was like, I got to tell the guys this.
He'll be all right.
Yeah.
Just don't eat the bone.
And she's like, what the fuck is he doing? I'm like, he's found the secret sauce.
He knows. He knows there's more teen to be had. Good. He's getting him games.
I'm going to get every last calorie out of this goddamn chicken
wing. Out. Them boys love their chicken skins.
Don't they, though?
It's so wild. I'm never like that.
KFC needs to send me a whole, sell me a whole box of skins.
Just give me just wear it on your face, like Hannibal Lecter.
Didn't I send one of you in the past, like the dreaded skin witch? It's just mayonnaise, pickles, and like stacked high chicken skins
I'd
in between
it.
Bun.
No, I would have called you and told you to put the gun down, dude.
I'd eat it. I'd eat it.
Hell yeah, I would.
Heartbeat. Crispy.
We drug things out a bit there, and I wanted to do that to get on the note of another game called Fear Longering. I don't know if this is going to work. We're going to drag it out that much, but the idea is I've got the top 10 biggest fears people have here, according to fearof.net.
All okay. Right.
I want you to guess each. You can give me the name or just what the fear is. I was thinking the longering part, I wanted you to do It Gets Worse between you two to flesh out how the fear would evolve in a situation.
Okay.
I got 10 here, so I'm only going to pick like one or two for that because we're already going. How about 10? What's trypophobia?
Trypophobia?
Remember, these are the top 10 fears people have according
to
fearup.net.
Is trypophobia the one where people see holes and everything and that scares them?
That's close enough. I'm giving it to you. You said the word. Fear of holes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple.
Linda's got that really bad.
Really? Fear of holes?
It's flesh that one out. You probably have fun with the fear of holes.
But it gets worse?
Yeah.
Fear of no holes, not having a hole to fuck.
Yeah, but the hole that you don't have anymore, it's back, but this time it's bigger and there's holes inside that hole.
And inside those holes, even more holes, and some of the kids from the movie Holes.
Miss Holes.
Shia LaBeouf's in there.
Yeah, so then Shia LaBeouf also has a gun, and the gun shoots holes.
It does. Casey, I hate to break it to you, but I think all guns shoot holes.
There we go. Call it. How about number 9? Aerophobia.
Fear of styrofoam.
Fear of, you say aerophobia?
Aerophobia.
Fear of arrows?
Fear of flying?
No. There you go. Fear of flying. Pretty easy. I'll run through a lot of it. Number 8, misophobia.
Misophobia, fear of miso soup.
Yeah, fear of soups.
No. Germs.
Oh.
7, you'll know a lot of these.
I that grab.
Fear of grab, dude?
Fear of grab.
How about number 7, claustrophobia?
Closing spaces.
That's right, where you're about to be in the bathroom unloading that grab.
Yeah.
Number 6.
And the walls keep sinking in, dude. It
the
gets
grab's
worse.
Eating the walls.
What's astrophobia?
Fear of space? Fear of asteroids? Fear of
ish. Fear of the sky.
Keep
fear
it closer sky. To home. It's a fear of thunder and lightning.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So every dog in existence.
Yeah.
All right. And number 5, cynophobia.
Fear of dogs.
There you go. Number 4.
I got that.
Agoraphobia.
Agoraphobia. Fear of spiders. Fear of crowds.
Yep, yep. Open or crowded spaces.
Arachnophobia. Spiders. Gave it to me now.
There you go. That's number 1. If you want to guess the other two, number 3 and 2 are on the board. I don't think you'll get them. 3 is acrophobia.
Acrophobia, I know that
fear one. Fear of jumping off.
I've heard that one, acrophobia.
Close enough, we were talking about jump, it, fear heights.
Fear of heights.
And number 2, ophidiophobia.
Ophidiophobia?
Fear of being on video.
Fear
and being,
of shitting yourself in public.
And being submitted to America's Funniest Home Videos for shitting your pants.
God damn it. No, wait, it's not Tom Bergeron anymore. It's Carlton.
Yeah.
Alfonso Ribeiro.
Alfonso Ribeiro.
The fear of Alfonso Ribeiro. Okay. It's the fear of snakes.
Okay,
oh,
cool.
Okay.
So get past that one. Fear exists with good reason, all things told. It helps keep the balance, but fear can let you know what may cause harm, a wild creature to be tamed to your will, lest it grow too powerful and control you. You must keep it in harmonious balance with your other emotions.
Okay.
Sad, happy, horny, and others. What hungry. Is your go-to move to keep fear at bay?
Humor. Number one answer. Humor's all I got. Being in jail and just cracking jokes because I was so fucking frightened about what was going to happen that I'm just like, hey, Mondays, huh?
Let's go nuts it.
Working on Saturday, boy. That sure must suck. Who do I call for more towels?
The cops.
That was my bit the whole time I was locked up, was just treating it like it was a hotel. What's a thread count?
Can we take these back? Can we? Is there something we can do?
Can I get a sale close to the ice machine?
Garcon?
Excuse me?
Continue. Y'all are good.
Don't make me. Don't make me call your manager.
I really did. I was so scared. Like, I didn't know what else to do, but just crack wise with people. I had nothing else to do.
And I think that's a lot of people's go-to for a lot of things. What, like sadness, depression,
yeah.
Frightening things.
Sudden trauma.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll move on. What we can see a little bit of how fear can be negative, even a bit positive as well, but that's on you. What about directed towards others? Being that emotions can prey upon you, help control your very actions, there exist those evil enough to manipulate them, to use them against you. And why should we be any different? Let's get a piece of that pie.
Yeah.
So how would you wield fear as a tool or a weapon?
Oh, my God. There's so many ways.
Oh, yeah.
What you do is you create a 20 to 25-year forever war under the premise of weapons of mass destruction.
Been there.
When in reality, you just want access to resources and military control of the region.
Easy.
Then in order to propagate funding for that war, you continually whip people into a state of falsified terrorist fear when the majority of terrorism happens at home. And then you just ride that fear through a series of ad campaigns, false flag political movements, and who can pee in what potty. And then eventually people are so fucking scared of terrorism and multicolored beer cans that they can't do anything but shop and fuck and eat all that government subsidized corn you paid for. Mm. Mm. U.S. corn.
Weaponized fear? Easy. Fucking fear Let me empty this recycle.
Fear gun. It shoots fear.
Fear bomb, dude. So nice. What we do is we write everybody's fears down on a piece of paper and we put it in this big old snow globe.
Coming too hard.
And you throw it down on the ground, you release a evil, what's that thing? You remember the movie Wishmaster?
Yes.
That thing? What demon was that? We make a Wishmaster for fears. Thank you, good night.
Spreads out and like cripples everybody's fear.
Yeah. God, Wishmaster 3, I think it was. I just saw this unearth on TikTok and sent it down. But the one where like the guy's like, what do you want me to do? It's like, I don't know, man. Tell my lawyer to go fuck himself. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah.
He turns himself around backwards. He's just,
this ain't that bad.
Wow, I'm so horny.
I think I'm going to make myself come.
Oh, that's a big fear.
That's not what I want. Don't, please.
Not
I want
this
more
way.
Than one participant.
Like this. Yeah, well, you gave a pretty good description there. But so how would you know what? Fuck it. Let's go right into the end game, goddammit. We've been here long enough. I'm calling it fight or fright.
Oh, perfect.
It's kind of a bit of a description, but it's not that hard. You are but a frail villager dwelling within your realm, minding your own business, tending to your mud fields.
Okay.
When fear begins to overtake the land, you can stay just out of it and the darkness surrounding its reach if you use the tools available to beat it back, should the darkness close in. The light from your fire can help you in an emergency, lest you be forced to face horrors untold. You only have enough material for 5 fires as you race to leave this God's forsaken land behind.
Okay.
So this is going to work kind of like the Monster Mash Epps creature crawl.
Okay.
Start making moves to get the fuck out of town.
Oh,
you'll
man.
Improv along.
It's time for the
Oh, yeah. The all-knowing Magic 8-Ball was going to determine whether your next move works or not. Is producer Nikki in the room? Would you mind grabbing the Magic 8-Ball off of the shelf of clutter, please?
Chair goes up. Chair goes down.
So, if the Magic 8-Ball says your move fucks up, you're going to have to use one of your 5 fires until you run out.
Okay, so that's my bonfire.
The using the tools part available, I've got like some methods exercises here, like the top 10 moves, thank you, that some like therapist people say that you can use to deal with fear. If you happen to give an answer that has one of those in it, I'll give you a free pass.
Okay.
So fuck it. What happens? Fear is beginning to claim the land. You know that's what's happening. How do you know?
Fear's coming for me, and I do what I do in every situation when I'm crippled with fear, and that's take a moment to go somewhere and just jerk myself off.
Yeah, release
Nothing
that.
Cures fear like busting.
Because mm-hmm, busting makes
me feel good.
And I'm going to, you know, I think that ticks a couple off. What about you?
Repeat that question one more time.
So fear is just beginning to overtake. You obviously, you're like, holy shit, fear is going to fuck the world up. I got to get out of here.
So how do I know that's happening? Is that
how do you deal with it? What do you do?
Yeah.
Oh, how do I? Okay. So I do that. I do a classic Evil Dead Bruce Campbell montage where I chop my arm off and I attach it to a chainsaw. And I have a shotgun that I borrowed from my uncle, and I don't know how to use it. And then I just like
I got to killing him.
I'm bleeding out, right? And somehow I've manifested a chainsaw in my arm, and I say, "Groovy, baby," and I walk into the woods.
There you go.
Never to be seen again. Maybe let's yeah, find out. Would you like to control your destiny? What does the magic eight ball say?
Make me chainsaw hand man, Bruce Campbell.
Oh.
Hold it straight out.
My sources say no.
Ah,
campfire. I'm still bleeding out. Oh, fuck. Chainsaw won't attach.
Can I cum enough serotonin into my brain to give me the strength to ignore fear?
Oh.
Better not tell you now. Ooh, yep. Kinky.
I'm saying that's a no.
Don't tell me how to live.
2 fires lit, dude.
Oh, my greatest fear coming too hard.
Where do you move from there? You're bleeding, but I guess one of your 5 fires
dick.
Stopped the bleeding.
Oh, I cauterized the wound, dude. I just dipped my arm in the fire.
And you're moving. What next?
So I'm trying to escape fear, right? So I think of what anyone else would do. I'm going to go through the woods to the abandoned airplane foundry, and I'm going to take one of the planes. I'm going to fly my way out, dude. To a place where fear doesn't belong.
Gotta forge more of these
Disney
airplanes.
Disney World.
A whole new world.
A shining place.
Will Disney
made
World
out of
bring
goo?
Him solace?
Don't count on it.
That seems right.
Okay, so, okay, let's get this out of the way. I think the majority of answers on Magic 8 Ball are negative
Most
answers.
Most of them are negative answers.
I think so, yeah.
Or indecisive at best.
Because I'm going to fucking Disney World. Okay,
right.
So I don't go to Disney World.
You end I mean,
up,
you go. I
you
guess
end up at Euro Disney by accident.
Disney is actually a house of fear.
Oh, instead of going to Disney World,
oh,
you go
I'm
Disney
only
Land.
At the Haunted Mansion. That's the only spot I can go to.
So after busting a huge load, I'm needing to clean up, but nothing cures my fear better than 6 skateboard moves. So to take a direct quote from J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, and then Legolas did doth the most sick indie grind. So I'm going to get me a shield, and I'm going to shield surf away from the fear like it was a gloom hand.
Hell
and
yeah.
Do sick tricks while I do it.
That's right. I always get grabbed by them hands.
I hate them goddamn
hands. Have to start
things,
just bomb
man,
flowering
just,
everywhere.
As I say, yes.
Hey!
Shield surfing always works, baby.
Dan makes it through one. You know, I'm just making you do 5. We'll see who wins 5. We'll see. What are you doing next? You went to Disney World. It's just as fucking heinous as anywhere else.
Yeah, it turns out the Haunted Mansion is actually real. So the only thing I can think of to do is I have to kill fear at its source, frozen Walt Disney. So I'm going to dig my way through the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, and also I have
fucking knife in your teeth.
I have what's that thing that he has in Doom, that sword? What is that?
Oh yeah, the goddamn Doom sword, man.
What's it fucking called?
The Nightmare Blood Sword or some shit. That thing's
it's like
wicked.
The Amulet of Mum-Ra. Oh, the Crucible. All right.
There
so,
we
yeah.
go.
Great fucking name.
Yeah, so I have the Crucible, and I'm going to go stab the heart of a frozen demonic Walt Disney.
Take that, you racist.
To kill fear. And also get the t-shirt.
Didn't he, like, pull it out of some old giant demon's heart or something? Like, I'll just take that back.
Yeah, yeah, that. Yeah. Some, like, giga demon that he was like, oh, yeah, I remember this from last time.
Yeah. What'd she say for you? That's got to be a good answer.
Outlook good.
There we go.
Cool.
You can't bring the Doomslayer down.
I want to do what most adults do to deal with fear, and that's start drinking again. I'm going to shield surf on down to the liquor store and just start pounding bottles in there where the guy's yelling at me to pay for it.
It's got
to
be a good answer. It's a time-tested one.
Without a doubt.
There we go. The ball knows all.
The ball knows an alcoholic when it sees one.
Give me a couple more here. What you doing from there? You got a streak started. You got a one.
So I have the Crucible, right? And I'm down there, and I found the reanimated frozen corpse of like the demon version of Walt Disney. And
old Disney.
And so let's see. I also brought the sacred texts, the holy mountain that was Splash Mountain, and along with Splash Mountain comes with me Ric Flair. So I'm going to use Ric Flair to put Walt Disney in a figure four leg lock, and then proceed to dive the Crucible into his chest, killing evil once and for all.
Well, Ric Flair truly is a double edged sword. Woo! What does Magic 8 Ball got to say? About the nature, boy.
As I see it, yes.
Oh, shit.
Well, now that I'm good and hammered and got my nut out, I'm going to do the other thing that middle-aged white men do when they're afraid. That's purchase a firearm.
Yeah, boy.
I'm going to shield slide my drunk on ass.
To the gun store.
Well, now I'm a felon. I can't buy guns at the gun store, but I can go to the gun show.
The ammunition.
And get all the guns I need there.
There you go.
Background check. You mean...
background check. Oh, I think old Abraham Lincoln's got me covered.
That'll allow
it. How about a sack ground check? Just
old
punches
Grizzly
him in the balls.
Yeah, you're man, ain't you?
Old Grizzly Wizard Wintergreen says otherwise.
He ain't got no Bud Light in his hands. He'll be all right. Give him a gun.
Feeling like a big man with my new gun. Yes!
Nice. Dude, Dan killing it here.
I'm
He's
going
got
in the
three
right path.
Checks.
I'm on the righteous path.
Last chance. Can Casey manage to stave off the dark?
So I dive the Crucible into the demonic corpse of Walt Disney, and then he explodes into a fiery beam of light, projecting all millions of his films into the sky all at once. Everything from Steamboat.
It's like Fifth Element. Just,
the Fantasia bust.
Everything from Steamboat Willie to fucking Incredibles 2 is just in the sky.
I'm over here shield sliding around drunk. Casey's over there with the Crucible fighting Walt Disney.
I am waging a war with God.
Like, is that the Crucible from Disney?
We are fighting two different wars, friend.
Me and you are on two different paths here, bud.
Okay, and... it's hard to read. It's a bitch.
It spins with me. It's not the destination, it's the journey.
My sources say no. So the sword just it just encloses into him, and then he just stands back up, and then he grabs me, and he puts both hands in each jaw, right, and he just fucking stretches it out and shoves himself inside of me.
And you're both refrozen like that for eternity. I'm afraid that's it, Casey. Can't come back.
I had one more to do.
Do it. Finish it up.
And you're getting out of here.
I've gotten out of here the only way I know how. I have jerked off in a gas station bathroom. I have done sweet skateboard tricks into a drunken gun store. There's only one last middle-class white man power move, and that's go to church. Because what do people who are insecure about their own demise do? Subscribe to religious doctrine. And I show up drunk, horny, dripping with cum with my gun, and I'm like, give me some afterlife insurance. Where do I pay? Come here and give me some of that water.
Hell yeah. And you know the Magic 8-Ball.
It is decidedly
And you just had the arts on your side. That's the definitive way to deal with
guns,
fear,
God, and
come.
Gulch, I guess. Oh, God's gun and gash. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that Casey has bad RNG when it comes to these games.
It's true, yeah.
I'm not magical in any way, don't worry about
bad
it.
Bad RNGesus for you. You're not... Not enough of a...
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
So Daniel wins, right?
I'm a wizard, Casey. Yeah,
he's a wizard.
Slowpoke.
You're a wizard!
And that's enough for me. So come get your God's guns and come with us. All the socials that matter is Talking Hogs. Patreon.com/Talking Hogs. We're throwing some shit out. We got a great start to our epic Tales of Shitstery. Started going there today. Oh, God. Hot sauce is still going. I know my hole needs more. ATLBurns.com. Got some great new flavors, some fruity shit. Hogs15, you check out code. That works anywhere and everywhere. Keep CCing those Zinger Mountain Melts receipts back to your here.
Just send all your Zinger Mountain Melt requests to AC.
Twitch.tv, Talking Hogs. YouTube's got it, too. Hell, boys, let's get out here. Let's keep hogging.
Keep hogging.